Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
Pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I have to ask, I wonder why would anybody want to run for an elected position in this nation today? The hate is rampant. Prejudices are all over the board. People are like children with the name-calling and the insults. I saw on Twitter this morning where Joy Reid told Ann Coulter she was a man. I mean, it's just so juvenile. Conservatives, liberals, constitutional, republic, democracies, socialists, communists, these labels serve us nothing. They do nothing for us. Labeling us one gender or the other, as if that isn't obvious. Whatever color of skin we have, wherever it is we live, those labels serve this nation nada. Yet, there are those stepping up to try and save a nation from its own self. People today do not know who they are, so how can they possibly know who we are as a nation? People today in general are misinformed about our history, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and they know not about property rights. They don't have a clue about what true independence is. And the word liberty is just that, a word. I've had a few political candidates on air with me. Most of them are the alternative candidates. They might be running on the ticket under the title Republican, but the establishment party gives them no support or acknowledgement, which made me stop giving to any such party a long time ago. They do not represent me. Today's guest is John Webb. Now, we've had John on before, and he's running for state representative in the 4th District of Missouri, and we're going to discuss today politics, big surprise, and big government versus independence. But I was telling John, we're going to talk about the report card that was given to President Donald Trump yesterday by a couple of different ones. I saw that on Laura Ingraham last night. I want to discuss that a little bit. But I have an article in my hand where Eric Trump was being interviewed. And he was talking about his father, and he says his life has become exponentially worse. He said, my father's life became exponentially worse the minute he decided to run for president. He didn't need to do this, but he was immensely frustrated with where the country was going. I don't think a lot of people get that. You know, we see, we remember the Donald Trump, you know, that was always on TV, you know, the playboy, the rich guy. He's kind of loud. He was loud then. He's loud now. You wouldn't expect him to be any different. But he has aged, and he has children, and he has grandchildren, and I'd say he's kind of concerned about a nation as to what's the legacy, not necessarily his, but the nation's legacy. What are we leaving for those children? But Eric goes on to say there would be far fewer headaches if it weren't for politics, and Eric said he also believes those headaches are worth it. When you know you're in it for the right reasons. He says, every day you get abused by somebody, and the next thing you know, you're becoming a parody on the Saturday Night Live show. It comes with the territory, he says. We stood center stage with my father during the campaign and beyond. He said, there's fair game. That's fair game, he said, because we are adults. We've developed a bit of armor, but Barron and Tiffany should be 100% off limits. While his sister Ivanka is an advisor to the president, which I really thought that was a mistake, but he did it anyway. Eric actually helps his older brother, Don Jr., run his father's business as an executive vice president for the Trump Organization. But they have, you know, one thing I have watched is how that family has stood together. Trump has been a lot of things in the past, and he's been through several marriages, which, you know, we don't necessarily approve of. But he has stayed true to his family as far as his kids are concerned. And they have recognized that in turn. So, John, I guess my question to you, and we've asked it before, why on earth are you running for an office, even if it's just the state of Missouri? And I say just in jest. I mean, it's still a big position and a big undertaking, and it can get ugly. And when you get through the primary and you win the primary, on the Democrat side?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, it's going to get ugly. We'll be there for you. We'll make you some cupcakes and give you something sweet or something, you know. But, John, I know that you don't really, you weren't looking to get into politics. I got my little quotes in the air here with my fingers. But you're doing it anyway.
You know, you said Eric.
Trump. Eric Trump.
Eric Trump mm-hmm. said that it wasn't worth it, and he didn't want to get involved. Well, the same story goes. You know, in 2000, I believe God called me to do this. I said no, but I believe God said,
yeah.
"Well, okay, mm-hmm. just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see how long you can stand not to go." Well, like President Trump, I couldn't stand not to go any longer. I felt the need to just say, okay, Lord, send me. I'll go.
Here am I, send me. Here am I.
Amen.
You know,
I'd sing it if I could sing it as good as you can.
I can remember the words. You know, Eric Trump said it was worth it if you're doing it for the right reasons. Just because you follow the calling doesn't mean that everything's going to be smooth. And you and I both know that it doesn't always turn out the way we think it's going to. God's calling me to do this wonderful thing. This is going to be great and fantastic, but it doesn't always turn out that way. You have the feeling of obedience, but it doesn't always turn out to be great and fantastic in that respect.
Remember what I said last time. John Quincy Adams said that when after he for 17 years he tried to rid the United States of slavery, and a reporter said, you know, 80% of this Congress is Democrat. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. You're wasting our time. Why? And John Quincy Adams said, the results aren't our concern. He said, the duty is ours. The results belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he died on the floor fighting for against slavery and died.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently unsuccessful. However, when he tutored mentored a freshman representative for one term, that freshman representative mentored under John Quincy Adams, and then he lost all his elections. Mm-hmm. Ran a whole bunch of times. But 4 years after John Quincy Adams died, that man won an election, became president, and ended slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So duty was John Quincy Adams. The results belong to God.
And timing. You know,
he never saw the end of it.
John, I hear the music. In Henry Blackaby's studies, I don't know if anybody's ever studied under Henry Blackaby, and it's called, what is it called? Experiencing God. When you experience God, and he tells you to do something, it may be the right thing to do, or you may have this fantastic idea, and it's a good idea, but the timing may not be perfect. But I believe that we have to continue to be obedient. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have no idea where we're going down that road. I do have something I want to share with you about the report card on the president for 500 days. We're going to talk about that with John. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America.
As you know, so we're going to be on the phone line right now, so we're going to continue our conversation with John. Won't be able to join us until we get things squared away here, but we're going to continue our conversation about the report card that they were giving President Donald Trump. And I will open that up to the phone lines if you have a report card that you want to grade the president on. They were grading him on domestic policy and foreign policy. And that was just across the board. That was all that they were grading on. And it was Matt Schlapp, who's the chairman of the Conservative Union. Now, I don't know if you watch any of Fox or not, but Matt Schlapp has not been, at least through the campaign, he was not necessarily a Trump supporter. So it's not like he's prejudiced for President Donald Trump necessarily. I think he's a pretty staunch Republican, but he's not really a Trump supporter, at least not during the campaign. And then there was Joel Payne, who is a Democrat strategist. And he is definitely an Obama supporter, 100% or 200 or 300%, however you want to say that. So in this particular segment on Laura Ingraham, they gave a report card to the president, and I couldn't write everything down that they said, but Matt Schlapp gave the president an A for domestic policy. Because of the job reports that came out, because of the unemployment that is going down, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about those reports tomorrow when Melody Cedarstrom is on the air. And also, because of the economy and the things that are actually looking positive. So he gave him an A, which, you know, he might be giving him a little more credit than he should get. I don't know. But he gave him an A because he said, when I start thinking about all that he's done in these 500 days, he said, I had to write it all down because I couldn't keep up with it. And the president has been very, very active. But the main thing that Matt gave him the A about was regarding regulations, the cutting back of regulations, which is opening up for businesses and jobs. So that is why he gave him an A. On the total opposite end of that spectrum, Joel Payne gave him an out-and-out F. He wasn't cutting him any slack. He was giving him absolutely no credit for anything, not anything. But his problem is with health care. He said health care and Medicare and Social Security are all, he said they were, you know, in trouble because of President Donald Trump. Now, that's not necessarily the truth. Yeah, they're in trouble. Health care is in trouble. It's been in trouble since the government got into it, and that was before Obamacare. But, and again, if you want the history of health care that I read a couple of weeks ago, you just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I will get that to you as best I can. I've saved it on the computer so I can print her off and get it to you. It's very, very interesting. And as you watch the government get involved, you see things go bad, whether it's health care or anything else. So, remember Obamacare. Now, this article that I have here to talk about the health care issues is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and it's written by Stephen Moore. But getting back to the report card, foreign policy, match slap, gave the president a B+. He didn't give him an A this time. He just gave him a B+ because of what's going on in the arena of foreign policy. Now, depending on how you look and where your prejudices lie, you can see whatever you want to see in any case, whether it's politics or anything else. You see what you want to see. Mr. Payne, Joel, gave him a D+ because he says it's an incomplete. We don't know what's going to take place. And he says he's embarrassed us across the globe. And that's not true. It is true if that's what you want to see. Ms. Merkel doesn't like the president. Trudeau doesn't like the president. But they're all globalists, so they're not going to like the president's policies. So your prejudices or what you think on giving a grade has nothing to do with the Constitution or what's actually happening, but it has to do with an emotion. So if you support socialism, if you support globalism, you're not going to support this president. And they act like the word nationalist, to be a nationalist, is a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing. So I'm trying to figure out just exactly why they made, and they couldn't argue because they didn't have enough time, so they really couldn't debate. It's usually an argument, not a debate, as to what the reasoning for their grades were. Now, Matt did a pretty good telling his, but Joel kind of went, he kind of went off on personal issues against the president. And the reason I have this particular article with me is because it has the 8 reasons to still, it says hate Obamacare, but I would say disagree with Obamacare. The truth is in the pudding, so to speak. What is it actually doing? Now, Mr. Payne was talking about the health care and people don't have insurance or they're paying too much for insurance. They don't really talk about the paying too much for insurance because that's the middle class that's paying too much for insurance. And the ones they wanted to give free insurance to are getting that. But that has lessened. But the ones who don't have insurance are usually the middle class because they've had to opt out. It says it's a clear-eyed reality that things aren't going well with Obamacare. Now, you can call it Obamacare if you want to. It's national health care. It's an Affordable Health Care Act is what it was. The predicted death spiral in the insurance market, higher costs cause more healthy people to drop coverage, which raises prices even more, and the cycle continues, is now refutably upon us. This law should really be renamed, he says, the Unaffordable Care Act. Now, I tell you what I said a long time ago. The National Health Care, this Affordable Health Care Act, is doing exactly what it was designed to do, to break the American people and to bring it down to one provider, which is government. One provider. Do you really want government controlling your health care? And we go back to the useful idiots, which is Sal Alinsky's 8 steps for controlling and making a socialistic state. And the very first one in his book, Radicals, Rules for Radicals, is health care. He claims it is the first and the most important health care. Control health care and you control the people. So why do they want it so bad? And when I say they, I'm not just talking about Obama followers or supporters. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. Because if the Republicans, since they have had the majority since 2012, if they didn't want this health care act, we wouldn't have this Health Care Act. So don't just blame Democrats. You have to, in fact, I think Republicans are worse than Democrats, John. He's nodding his head over here. Because they pretend one thing, they campaign on a lie, and then they do something else, or they just don't do anything. The health insurance is more expensive now than it ever was. That's the number one issue with a national health care, with this Affordable Health Care Act. You can call it Obamacare if you want to. Number two is the entitlement spending has exploded. Under this Health Care Act, it has driven entitlement spending up much faster than expected. Oh, wow, it's working even faster than they thought it would. The projected budgetary cost of Obamacare subsidies and Medicaid expansions from 2018 to 2027 now totals, are you sitting down, $4.8 trillion. That's $4.8 trillion. I believe I hear the music and we're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have John. He's on the phone. John, can you say hi so everybody knows you're still here?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Well, I'm still getting by, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm getting by.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to say something about what I wish Trump would do more of. I'm not complaining about Trump. I think it's kind of a miracle that we've got somebody as good as him as president at this time. But it's something that I would really like to see him do more of, and that is to call out behavior by so many politicians and so many in media that is not just political dissent, but is outright, I think, qualifies as outright treason. I'd like to see him do more to call out and punish this sort of thing. I'd like to give you 3 examples of this, of things that I think are qualify as absolutely outright treason. And
okay.
That's one is, okay, there's a movement amongst some of the Mexicans called Reconquista. They want to take territory away from the Southwest and give it back to Mexico. You know, that is making war against the United States. That is outright treason to the United States. And I think so many of the politicians, especially in the Democratic Party, and also in the media, you know, could be shown to be giving material, you know, aid and comfort and support to this movement. And so that qualifies as treason. Another thing I think qualifies as treason is support of NAFTA and GATT. And because NAFTA and GATT take away authority over the United States economy from the people's elected Congress and transfer it to an unelected body called the NAFTA panel or the World Trade Organization, something like that. So I think support of those two agreements for that reason, taking away the sovereignty of the people in the United States and the sovereignty of the United States Congress over the United States economy. I think that qualifies as outright treason. And another thing is the companies like Apple. I think Apple is giving tremendous support to China. And just all the businesses and media people and corporations and whoever, you know, just giving so much support to China and doing so much to help build up the strength of China and tear down the United States, the strength of the United States, you know, in order to build up the strength of China, like we've been doing in our trade policies. You know, China is a very dangerous enemy country, and I think that qualifies as outright treason. And so, and there shouldn't be anything, you know, people shouldn't be ashamed to say that this sort of stuff is treason because, you know, with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we have the most benign form of government that the world has ever seen that's done more good for more people than any other form of government ever has. And the people that are working against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that are trying to undermine and completely destroy and completely eliminate that form of government, they are not good people. You know, they're working against not only the best interests of the people of the United States, but against the good of all humanity. So there shouldn't be any problem in denouncing them as, you know, enemies of the country, enemies of humanity, traitors to everything that's good and right for all the people of the world. So I'd like to see Trump do more in the way of, you know, calling out and punishing outright treason amongst the politicians and the media.
I don't disagree with you, but I can just see what the storm would be if he did something like that. I know that just barely even mentioning pardoning oneself created such a media storm that it was almost hysterical. But I don't disagree with you because I think all three of those things are what these globalists want. It's what the globalists want. It's what the people who want to create a North America union want. They want no borders. So therefore, they don't care who has the land, whether it's Mexico or the United States. They don't care. Well, actually, I think these people do care. I think you're right about that. And but I do believe that it is the globalists that want these things. And I do, you know, it bothers me, and I mentioned it before, you know, that to say nationalist is like a dirty word if you care about America. And, you know, President Donald Trump wanting to put America first or wanting to make America great again, they act like that's a bad thing. And I agree with you, Joe. I think that so many of these politicians and these who follow this, whether it's these large companies and corporations that are aiding China, helping China get stronger, it's hurting our industries here in America. It's hurting our jobs. It's hurting our economy. And I do agree with you that it is treasonous.
Okay, very good. I suppose you want to get back to your guest now, so I'll get on.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. John, I know you heard a good part of what Joe is was saying. What
Madison
do you think
versus
about
Mayberry.
What's that?
Madison versus Mayberry stated that nothing that was contrary to the Constitution can have any standing because the Constitution takes first standing. And to give up some, to relegate some authority to a foreign power is in conflict with the Constitution.
Mm. So, you know, as a representative of Missouri, if you get into that, is there anything that you can do on that level to eliminate some of this?
You can try to gain ground on the basis that these treaties are unconstitutional. you know, I would purport that any law, any regulation, just like Madison versus Mayberry stated, has to be first off and foremost in line with the Constitution, or they are not valid. It's a starting point. You can't start if you're starting on, you know, it's no different than fruit of the poisonous tree.
Well, so much of what they do is unconstitutional. And the American people have been so misinformed as well as lied to that you cannot convince them to understand that this is unconstitutional, such as the national health care. A national health care is not something that the Constitution supports, is it?
No. You know, misinformation is exactly right. The government supports misinformation, because if you have misinformation, then you don't know what to believe. And if they can actually sell this misinformation, you believe untruth. Just like concept of that we have three equal branches of government. There is no such thing. The Constitution, the Federalist Papers, all talk about the House or the Congress having the most power. And you can't have equal if there's the words most are used. And the courts have the least power. But you see, the courts have propagated this misinformation. Part of they even on their website it says the final arbitrator. That's not true. The people are the final arbitrators, not the courts. The Congress can actually take and make and forbid the courts to go to address a certain issue. They can say, this is off bounds. You cannot make any decisions regarding this matter. The courts can be shut down by the Congress. And according to the Constitution, you're only required to have a Supreme Court. One justice, and that's all. And the Constitution allows for Congress or the President to set aside courts and to restart courts, and to it says it can be set aside for 8 years.
You know, we said yesterday everybody was, well, they had mixed emotions about the ruling that came down from the Supreme Court regarding the cake baker, who's an artist. He actually, I didn't realize that, he actually paints the pictures on the cakes, and against him and the gay couple that wanted him to do their wedding cake, and he refused to do it. They did rule in his favor, but with stipulations. We're going into a break. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Obviously, we're having some difficulties on the line, so we're gonna just not take any more phone calls right now, and we're gonna go back to John. John is running for the 4th District, representative of State Missouri in the 4th District. And John, we were talking about so many different things, and I really liked what Joe brought up. We were talking also about the affordable health care and what a mess it has turned out to be. And there's still those that believe in it. I never believed in it, even if it had been the best written bill in the world. I thought it was unconstitutional and it was going to be a mess by the time we got done because of controlling the people. One thing I don't want is government controlling my health care. And I know that as a representative, you will have some vote and some say in some of these things. It's so important that we get people like you in office that know their Constitution and respect the Constitution. I think those that are there today that we call rhinos and the Democrats that claim to be socialists, I believe they know their Constitution. They just don't like it, and they don't want anything to do with it. And they want to have big government versus independence. And so without going back to this, go ahead.
Obama himself said that he didn't like the Constitution because it was a negative, a document of negative rights for the government. Mm-hmm. He believes the government needed to have rights. Well, no, governments don't need to have rights. The people, the Constitution was written for the people, and it was written to protect the God-given rights of the people. And it was written to because, you know, like the Declaration of Independence says, the whole reason to establish the government was to protect the God-given rights that were stated in the previous sentence. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness. And you know, also, when we talk about government, it is a misnomer today, because actually we are a republic, and the people are the government. We're the ones that are supposed to be in charge. We're not supposed to have D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, dictating over the people. We're not supposed to have departments of bureaucracy that are mandating, taxing, licensing, permitting the people. We've got it all backwards. And that's why we wanted to remove God.
We actually have a constitution that says they can't do that. We have a constitution that says that if you're going to make a tax, a law, a rule, a regulation, it must go through Congress, and it must be signed by the president. That's not a bureaucracy. That is
tyranny.
Tyranny.
I had an old cowboy friend that used to say, when people come to you, and he would talk, particularly talking about on the ranch and the farm, you know, the first thing you do is you ask them, by what authority do you have? And he says they don't have authority.
The authority they have is the authority they take. And unless somebody challenges that authority, they will take it, and they will take more and more and more. And they already have, and here we are. You know, if Obamacare stays in place, I mean, you know, it's kind of like those good quality military $500 hammers that you buy. That's what the health care is now. It's a $500 hammer. Only it's not a $500. It's more like a $10,000 hammer, because that's what health care costs. You know, people can't afford the insurance, and they can't afford the deductibles. You know, it's supposed to go theoretically, you know, as you increase your deductible, the cost of the insurance is supposed to go down. Well, if the cost of insurance has doubled since more than doubled since 2013, and by the same token, instead of coming down when the cost doubled, the deductible doubled, more than doubled too.
Oh yeah, it's a mess. You know, you pay more, plus you pay higher deductibles, and it just gets to where it is anything but affordable. But I do stick to buy the guns. I believe it's doing exactly what they wanted it to do. They wanted it to collapse and come down to the only fix would be government as the provider.
Well, it was a big scandal when Obama's planner announced it on you know, in an interview that you know, they never intended for it to drop the cost, that it was all along known that it was going to raise the cost, but like you said, the real goal was to eliminate any other carrier other than the government, so that the government could dictate who would receive care and what care they would receive. Obama said, you know, these older people, they've outlived their usefulness, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need to cut off any life prolonging measures that they might be able to afford. Once upon a time, he was grumbling. Well, these people spend all of their money at the end of their life. Well, you know, what good does the money do you if you're dead?
That's right. Well, they get it. That's why they want all the money.
Yeah.
They want to do away with inheritance. You know, they want to do with all of it.
Right. What business is of the government if you spent all your money? How you spend your money?
Well, we're running out of time, but they want a socialistic state, and a socialism, the government owns everything. You're just a serf on the land. You're just you're not anything according to them, except you're there to pay taxes so that they can have wealth. And
you're disposable.
Yeah, we're, yes, absolutely. And that's, so if you're elderly or if you're sickly, you're of very little use to them.
And just take a look at the next step from socialism, communism. Look at, you know, talk about how people are disposable. Look how many people communism has killed over in the last century.
We're down to about 40 seconds, John. We're down to about 40 seconds. I want to repeat that John is running for representative for the 4th District here in the state of Missouri. Do you have a website? John.
Yes, sir. JohnWebForCongress.com.
JohnWebForCongress.com. That's John, J-O-H-N, Webb, W-E-B-B, for Congress.com. John, it's been a pleasure to have you in here today. I'm sorry about all the equipment issues I've had. I appreciate your patience. He walked in the door. He got stuck in traffic, and he was talking about his lack of patience. And we have tested it this morning for sure. John, thank you for putting up with us, and we will try and get these things fixed. My listeners know I have problems, and the equipment is just about to give out before I ever get the funds in here. So I appreciate everyone's patience, and I thank you. Lift up some prayers on this equipment, and let's see if we can't get it and get the funding in here as well. Thank you so very much. It really is going to take all of us, and I mean all of us, to bring America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.